Our parsha is an accountant's dream. It's the accounting of all the materials that come to the Mishkan in terms of what comes in. And the Torah is clear to value them. It starts off with gold and silver. And it's clear that we're going from the highest value to the lowest value. And then we continue along with the different wools and the different fabrics. And again, we get the sense that we're going in that direction. And then our parsha ends, or in terms of the materials, it ends with the Avnei Miluim. It's the precious stones. Those are the precious stones that were given to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. And who were they given by? They were given by the Nesiim. So the question is, why are they listed last? I remember as a kid watching a movie where there's an entire community that's at risk of being financially wiped out and turned into a golf course. And when it's all done, the kids try to save the community, hoping they can collect money, gold, whatever, you know, dollars, pennies, nickels. And in the end, they find a pirate ship and have a small bag of diamonds. And those diamonds are enough that they value in the multi-millions, and they save the entire community. So clearly, diamonds are more valuable than anything else. So why is it that diamonds are listed last? It's a great question. So the first possibility is that perhaps they were actually not given Belev Male. The leaders, the Nesiim, gave them when there was nothing left for them to give. That's why they did it. And so as such, it's not really something that's done, wow, but it's something that's done like as an afterthought, and therefore they're listed as an afterthought as well. That's a possibility. There's an alternative answer based on the Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara and Yuma says that the Anani HaKavod brought these stones, and the Nesiim took them. And so the effort that went into them was actually not very impressive, and therefore it's listed last. Rabbi Rasner quotes of Chaim Shmulevitz, who says the following beautiful idea. He says that when we ask a farmer to give to their fruits, to the Beis HaMikdash, it's complicated because they plant, and the first 3 years they're not able to touch it, and then on the fourth year, when they're finally able to touch it, they can't eat from it. Or after the fourth year, they're not allowed to eat from it until after they bring the bikurim. The bikurim are the matir, which is such an amazing thing, because what the person is doing is, I've put so much effort in, and yet I acknowledge that I can't touch it until I give God his due through the kohanim. He says that the effort that one puts into something is what creates the value. That's how we view things from the Jewish perspective. And therefore, we look at the Nesiim and we say, what did the Nesiim put in? There was no real effort. The Anani HaKavod gave it, or they gave it as an afterthought, or they just, by their standard and measure of wealth, it wasn't a big deal to give it. And so therefore, we look and say, like, you didn't put any effort in. So the Zahav, the Chesef, the Nechoshes, all the other things are listed first, because those are things that were given either Belev Male or were given with sacrifice. That's the interesting perspective on how the Torah values things. I'll end with an interesting idea by the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim points out that when we make a seal and we say, Anu Amelam Vehem Amelam, we talk about the people of the world and we say, we toil and they toil. We all work hard, right? But what happens? What's the difference? So the difference is that why do we say Anu Amelam Vemekabim Schar Vehem Amelam Schar? They get paid also for what they do. So he says it's actually like this. He goes, if you sit and you do a mitzvah, but you put all your effort in, and at the end the mitzvah doesn't pan out, God says, I'm still looking and saying, I give you credit for your effort. You sit and you learn and try to break your head over something and you can't figure it out. God says, but the amelos, the effort that you put in, will still give you a benefit, will still give you a reward. Whereas if I go to a shoemaker and I say, go fix my shoes, and he spends 2-3 hours trying and trying and trying, he can't figure it out, in the end, I don't pay him for it because there's no product to show for it. That's exactly what we're saying. We're saying that value in Judaism is not defined by the amount that you give, but rather by the effort you put into giving. And that is the greatness of everybody else in contrast to the Nisim. Have a great day.